you here. My name is Ryan Ting. I'm the Global Brand Manager for Marvel Legends.
Dwight Stahl, Design Manager.
So we have a huge year for Marvel. Before we jump into Legends, I want to just quickly recap all the great things happening. So first up for films this year, we have Captain Marvel on March 8th. We are so excited to see her hit the big screen. The trailers have been fantastic thus far. We have Avengers Endgame, April 26th. Of course, a lot of top secret, you know, things surrounding that, but looking forward to that as well. And then wrapping it up in July with Spider-Man Far From Home.
Exactly. Good stuff.
Not only that, there's also a few more X-Men related movies coming later this year, right? We have Dark Phoenix this summer. So really interested to see how they play out that very famous comic arc on the live screen. And then New Mutants coming in the fall as well.
Five movies, people. Five movies this year.
Yeah. A lot of popcorn. All right, so also, this year, you guys know about this, comic book fans. 2019 is the 80th year anniversary for Marvel overall since 1939. And they're activating this across publishing, licensing, entertainment. We have a big part of that for Marvel Legends. We have a big fall line, which we'll get to shortly. So jumping in quickly to some of the lines you'll see downstairs. So we have our Superhero Adventures line. This is for our youngest and best little fans. All new Mega Mighty figures, as well as the Mega Minis that come with their trademark vehicles. You see Black Panther, Captain America, and Spider-Man there.
Your car is sweet.
Sweet car, sweet ride for Black Panther. Captain Marvel. We have a full line of fashion dolls and role play for kids to become Captain Marvel. Higher, further, faster, baby. All right, so Captain Marvel's downstairs. Of course, we have Legends, a ton of movie Legends as well. And then it is Toy Fair, so I bet a lot of you came here today expecting us to talk about Avengers Endgame.
Yeah. But we're not.
But not us. Not us. All right, moving along. We have a fantastic line of figures, role play, new way to blast webs. Check out the demo downstairs with our Cyclone Web Blaster.
It's pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet. Now let's kick it into Legends gear here, all right? All right, so I just made it up.
I love it.
So I wanted to thank you guys all for following us on the Hasbro Pulse Instagram. We love to do a lot of Legends content there, but also we really appreciate the fan photography that you're posting, so keep using that hashtag, Hasbro Toy Pick. You know, I follow it on my phone. For these big presentations, I grab some of my, you know, favorite recent examples, so keep doing it, keep up the hard work, and we love your passion and dedication there. So going ahead into a bunch of our products here, right? Black Panther Wave 2, this is available right now for sale on the Hasbro Pulse. So go out and get your M'Baku Build-A-Figure all-movie wave right now.
Completes a whole bunch of missing characters.
Yep, we're filling out the whole Wakanda crew there. Let's talk now premium roleplay. I came up with our gauntlet. We've got a great host of helmets over the years, right? We've got the Iron Man helmet, Star-Lord, Black Panther, and you might have seen on the Marvel live stream earlier today, but we launched our brand new premium roleplay helmet. Here's a good look at it. Oh, let me make it a little bigger. Oh, there we go. So this is our premium roleplay AMN helmet. Turn it on, Dwight. Fire it up.
Firing up. Shrinking mode. And growing mode.
So two LED light modes. Inspired by the movie, you know, movie accurate, sculpting, decoing, and detailing. It's got an adjustable fit, so it's perfect for display or cosplay. But sadly, orange slices are not included. You will have to provide those.
Local grocery stores.
Yep. And yeah, again, our friends at the Hasbro Pulse, they're doing an exclusive See Now, Buy Now. So it's not even a pre-order. We revealed it today. Go buy it. It will ship to your house today. So go visit the Hasbro Pulse and add that to your collection. For the Marvel Legends vehicles, we had so much fun with Deadpool on his scooter and Professor X in his hover chair. These are also available for pre-order. Scott's just ringing that bell. For pre-order on the Hasbro Pulse, we have one new item to reveal for the fall in our vehicle line.
Yeah, kind of hard to top the carpool pack, though.
We'll try. I mean, this is a pretty classic character.
True. All right, guys, this is Ultimates World War II Captain America. So, all new sculpt, comes with his signature shield, removable helmet, and World War II era styled motorcycle.
So, three great vehicles for this year. Let's talk some Spider-Man Legends right now. Who's got the Kingpin? Who's got the Kingpin built? All right, you enjoying him? So, go get Wave 1. Let's talk Wave 2 a little bit. This is going to have our movie Far From Home characters in it. We're not showing all the movie characters here right now, but we're going to show Spider-Man's two key suits. Yep. So we have his new upgrade suit that you saw in the trailer, as well as his all-new stealth suit.
Yeah,
So two movie figures here. Let's talk some comic book characters in Wave 2. First timer here for us.
Yeah, Spider-Verse has been killing in comics, and they're going back there again, so we're going into a little bit deeper cuts on some of the Spider characters as well. So this is our first Julia Carpenter Spider-Woman.
What's great about Spider-Man is that he has arguably the best rogues gallery out of all the Marvel characters.
Definitely.
And here's a quick look at some of them. You know, we've been doing Spider-Man for a couple years now. We've actually checked off quite a lot of them, but there's still some good ones left. Don't worry. First up here, we have...
Doppelganger. So, you know, inspired by Maximum Carnage back in the 90s, we've got an awesome new version of Doppelganger with all eight of his arms or legs and a cool new head sculpt.
Next up here,
Hydra Man, our favorite aqua powered villain.
Wow.
Yes, wow. Aqua powered villain. So, he's got cool liquid arms and he's got removable water splash puddle feet that you can take on or off depending on how much water you want on your toy shelves.
And then next up is a classic Spider-Man villain who hasn't had a proper 6-inch Legends figure, I want to say ever, maybe, you know, going back to some of the early pre-Legends lines.
Pre-Legends, yeah. Yep.
Right here.
Scorpion. So we have Scorpion here. Now, Scorpion's pretty sweet. He's also a 100% new figure to add to your toy shelves. And he comes with an about 13-inch long wire bendy tail. I know you guys have been asking for that stuff. You know, you guys were asking where it was for Doc Ock. Well, we have it here for Scorpion. So you can get that tail wrapping around and around any Spider-Man figure or posed out in really cool ways with this character.
So more to come for Wave 2. We're not showing it all there, but that's most of it right there. Let's talk Avengers Legends, right? We've revealed some of these at the European conventions at the end of last year. I want to set the record straight. There's a lot of rumored lists kind of floating around out there.
You do love your rumors, don't you?
We love them so much. So I wanted to set the record straight. Here is Wave 1. Of course Avengers Legends will have movie Endgame figures. No, we are not going to show them today. So just appreciate some of our great comic friends here. We've got Citizen V, Living Laser, Dwight's favorite.
Oh, Hercules, favorite. Yeah. Hercules. I love Hercules.
And Nighthawk there. Also in Wave 1, hey, Dwight, do you remember that really old movie, Avengers Infinity War?
Yeah, that came out a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. I hear it's like such an awesome, happy, uplifting movie.
I won't spoil the ending for you, but
okay.
In Avengers Wave 1, this is where the Maw's coming, all right? Ebony Maw, single figure in Avengers Wave 1, as you saw him from Infinity War. Moving on to Wave 2, you guys saw these last year at the conventions as well. You have a classic Loki, which he'll have an interesting dance partner maybe later on in this presentation.
Yeah.
We've got Beta Ray Bill in the middle, and then we'll have Union Jack. So these are Wave 2 now.
In fairness, okay. Beta Ray Bill's a pretty good dance partner for Loki, too.
Pretty good. Yeah, fair. And something we love to do for Marvel Legends is check off different teams to help you, you know, fill out those rosters. So we're going to tackle one of the most formidable teams, I think, probably in all of the Marvel lore.
Quite threatening.
That's right. Serpent Society, folks. Wow.
Yes. Speechless, that's
but it. But I don't know if you guys, maybe this will excite you a little bit. I don't know if you guys knew this, but before Iron Man came out in 2008, all the way back in 2006, Nick Fury was quietly laying the groundwork.
It's true.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe for the Serpent Society. In the classic Snakes on a Plane. Nick Fury is really excited for this.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these
Okay, Nick. All right. Yeah, cut him off there. But more Serpent Society figures to go with what you already have. This is all just an elaborate build-up for this gentleman here.
Rock Python.
Looks great. And he has blue and purples. And again, he is coming in Wave 2. And then everyone's been asking us for it ever since last year.
It
was in the line. We promised you. We started development right away on it. But this is
I got yelled at a lot personally over this one.
Shuri from Black Panther. So she's well worth the wait. She looks fantastic.
Yeah, removable Sonic gauntlets, so everything you need for Shuri.
She is downstairs in the showroom, so add her to your Black Panther collection, Wave 2 Avengers. Let's talk some exclusives now. Walgreens here. Mystique has been very popular, so I've seen reports of her hitting soon, so you'll be getting her shortly. And then we teased this image a couple of months back, and I think everyone kind of knows where we're going here with this.
Infamous Iron Man action. So, a nice new heroic version of Doctor Doom. Wow, right. I can't believe I ever had an opportunity to say that.
There's some extra pieces here that we're not showing, so stay tuned for the Hasbro Pulse Instagram when we like to do those impact reveals, right? So check those out. And then also coming, Infamous Iron Man will be coming later this spring, and then starting in the fall, we have probably another one of Dwight and Mai's favorite, because we're big X-Men fans, but...
I'm allowed to crush on action figures, right? That's not awkward. So, not at all. Perfect. So, we got Emma here in her black costume from a couple years ago when she was trying so hard to be a hero.
So, three great Walgreens items. Moving on to Walmart, we have a Captain Marvel binary figure that will be out now, soon. And then you guys saw this. This is Corvus. He's completing the Black Order. So we have all of them done. This has been in the two-pack with Loki based on Infinity War. So this is a two-pack from Walmart.
Great Loki's sad demise.
He still looks here. Fairly happy here, but...
Well, he doesn't have a spear through his chest, you know.
Not yet.
Yeah.
And then lastly, for Spider-Man Far From Home, we have a kid's role-play set. Everything you need to become Spider-Man. Mask. Two web slingers there, and both of these items are available for pre-order at Walmart right now. Moving along to Target, we have a Captain Marvel in her Star Force outfit with the Minerva extra parts to troop build that. So we got a couple other items. These went up for pre-order earlier today, so I think you guys have seen them. But
classic stuff.
Here is the classic two-pack, Kraven's Last Hunt, Spider-Man and Kraven there. Great job on the pants with that Dwayne.
The
leopard print.
You know I love my animal prints.
That's right. And then we have, it's a big Spider-Man year, so we have a lot of Far From Home stuff, but we wanted to go back to Homecoming and do
First MJ. That we missed.
Yeah, right.
So this
Never
is our first MJ ever, as well as Peter from when he got locked into the vault at Damage Control. So he's got his, team jacket.
Academic
Decathlon, that's the one,
right? Is that what it was? All right. From his DC trip. So those are available for pre-order as well on Target. And then this one up minutes ago, so you may or may not have seen this, but we've been teasing this for a while. This is an Amazon 3-pack. Awesome item. Great for X-Men fans, right? This is the Brotherhood coming together.
Yeah, one of our favorite things to get a chance to revisit and do some updated versions for you guys. So we have Magneto with Angry Head and Really Angry Head and his two children, Pietro and Wanda, both of them with some amazing new effects and parts. And it's been a long time since we've put these guys all together, so hope you guys enjoy it.
It's going to be great to get that classic 90s Magneto out there and the update of the previous version. Pre-order on Amazon right now. And then this is already out, but just headed in here. This is a Fan Channel exclusive. This is our Hail Hydra set. These are available at retailers such as GameStop and Entertainment Earth. So go out and get your Arden Zola update and all-new Supreme Leader Cap. All right. Moving ahead to 80 years, again, this is, you know, some of our items will have this branding throughout the year, but we have a big fall program of 10 items for the line this fall.
Take some deep breaths, guys. Deep breaths.
This is pretty good, and they're all downstairs in the showroom for you to get up and close with after. So we have five iconic comic items to start with. First up is the first appearance of Wolverine, Hulk 181.
Five classic comic amazing items. So we've got Kitten Mittens Wolverine. I don't know why, it's just a little kitten mittens with a meow. So cute. And a ginormous, brand new, all new Hulk. First time in 8 or 10 years we've done a classic Hulk. So it's huge. It's got great articulation for posability and smashing the hell out of that poor little mutant. But it's going to be awesome.
Hey, this is going to be a Fan Channel exclusive. And then moving along, we've got a Behemoth X-Men 2-pack.
Let's keep that mutant smashing theme going.
Keep going. Big guys, right?
So this is an update to the Juggernaut we gave you 3 or 4 years ago. That one was a great figure, but we always thought we could do better. So we have new sculpted helmets. You'll see those downstairs, as well as some extra alternate parts. And he needs a dancing partner. So we have a classic Pietro.
Moving along, we have three classic versions. So part of the 80th anniversary celebration, you know, included in that is the 25th anniversary of the Age of Marvels. So, you know, going back to some of that Alex Ross, we took inspiration from that and put it into these three iconic standalone Avengers. So first up here is Captain America.
Yeah, we also took a challenge from the boards. Oh, they'll never sculpt scales on Captain America. Yes, we will. And it's for you guys right now. So an awesome new cap with a fully sculpted scale armor, a couple alternate heads, and some great accessories along with this shield as well.
This will be a Walmart exclusive later this fall. Next up is Iron Man. He's gold, he's red, he's shiny, he's a classic
classic Iron Man. So this thing is gorgeous. It is the correct scale. It is the correct proportions, which you will see in just a little bit when you go downstairs. And it comes with an alternate classic 80s helmet as well.
And then to go along with that classic Loki from Avengers Wave 2, we got to give him a classic Thor, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, haven't seen him for a long time, so the Prince of Asgard gets a proper classic figure, and they are all downstairs for you guys to fawn over.
Even check out that inscription on his Mjolnir. That's the level of detail the guys put into it. Moving along, we have five movie two-packs based on Marvel Studios films. We're doing a lot of updates and some first-timers as well, kind of building off of that great reception we had to the first 10-year celebration last year. So first up, from 2011's Captain America the First Avenger, it's the sentimental two-pack of these. So it's Captain America.
Crown Leathers from the POW Escape.
You haven't seen this yet today, I'm fairly certain, but we're so happy for the first time.
Thank you. So, Captain Peggy, two-pack, they both look fantastic, and they'll both have our photoreal technology as well, so we can't wait to share them with you.
Definitely. This is going to be an Amazon exclusive. Next up is a movie that I went back and rewatched recently, and they just had so many little fun moments, but so many great characters. We didn't get to all of them, Thor Ragnarok, so we actually have two two-packs. For Thor Ragnarok.
There was too much good stuff in that movie, and it's definitely one of my top two or three Marvel movies of all time. And first up is Hela. So we got a chance to revisit her after we learned more about, you know, seeing the movie and seeing the things that we can improve upon. We got the new likenesses, new hairstyles that match how she actually was depicted in the film. And she's got the hand that's catching and crushing Mjolnir, which is a kind of a fun little beat. And her favorite henchman. We have the Executioner Scourge. So Scourge comes with his big, giant axe that Hela created for him, as well as his two favorite buddies from the land of Texas, Dez and Troy.
But that's not all for Ragnarok. You might have seen this yesterday, but we have...
A little Goldblum action. We have the Grandmaster with his melting rod. And who else are we missing?
Thor.
So Thor is pretty impressive in size. I don't know exactly his height, but he's, just around or maybe slightly over 7 inches, so he towers over a lot of the MCU characters, as he properly should.
Moving along to Avengers Infinity War, we're going back and doing these two characters with all the bells and whistles. So first up, you have an Iron Spider.
Pre-dust.
And then you have an Iron Man.
Sorry, too soon? Yeah, my bad. If you guys don't know that by now, you're in the wrong room.
And then an Iron Man Mark 50 with all the floating cannons and extra hand blasters as well.
Yes.
And then the last item here is from last year's Ant-Man and the Wasp film. Two characters, first-timers. We have Ghost.
Ghost, 100% new. Ghost will come with an alternate unmasked head as well, which looks fantastic, and
everyone's favorite narrator for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. All right, so check out all those 80th anniversary items downstairs. Moving along to one of our favorite sections, X-Men. You ready for some X-Men?
Yay!
Okay. So we have this full wave on display for you to check out. You've known about this. This is the Caliban Build-A-Figure wave. Gambit in the line for the first time in many years. Beast, Jubilee.
With also the bubble blowing head.
Awesome. This is available for pre-order now on the Pulse. So go get your X-Men wave. We have a new Deadpool Chimichanga Rival Blaster. So if you guys got that red two-pack a couple years back at GameStop, this is a single-packed X-Force Deco white and silver there. Yeah. It actually comes with a 100% awesome Chimichanga.
Okay. Don't eat it. Throw it safely at your children's heads.
So Chimichanga and Blaster are set there. This is going to be a fan channel exclusive. And so something that we've had a lot of fun doing, right? We're collectors ourselves. We fondly remember those Toy Biz figures from the early 90s. We've done two waves of Marvel superhero style, just kind of general pan-Marvel, you know. But we're going to lean into the X-Men now for the first time. Yeah. You guys remember these types of things? Who remembers these? Who had all of these? That's right. The original X-Men 5-inch line from 1991 in Toy Biz ran until 1994, had a bunch of spin-offs, but these are just, you know, they evoke such great memories and feelings. When Marvel put out the comic covers, you know, I was geeking out over it. I said, guys, we gotta do this. sometime in the future, right?
And when we plan appropriately for it, they don't just have to be amazing redecos, they can be amazing new figures.
New figures?
New figures.
So not just repaints.
Not just repaints.
What? Okay. All right, so let's kick this off. We have, this is going to be an assortment of a wave of six. We're revealing four for you right near now in New York Toy Fair. So first up, this is the original, and so I'm going to show like the original packaging and kind of our inspiration, and this is our updated version of X-Factor Cyclops here.
So Scott comes with alternate heads. He has a sizzly crackle head, as well as our first optic blast head. So they're interchangeable, so you can have him properly, you know, taking down bad guys.
And our packaging and graphics team did a great job at really faithfully recreating that iconic orange card with the Uncanny X-Men logo, the character art, just like you remember it.
And that has some new, but what would happen if we made something that was entirely new? What would we make?
What would we make in a retro line?
In a retro line.
How about this guy? On his iconic purple villain card, which is a very important distinction for us, but an all-new Silver Samurai. Woo!
Amazing full articulation. He towers over Logan, as he should. He's got both of his swords. They hold so tightly in his hands and his sheaths. He looks really impressive, guys.
And then we also have two characters who we're revealing who weren't necessarily in the original line, but kind of go thematically. So if you have a Silver Samurai, you need someone to battle. And so this is going to be...
Nylon face stocking Wolverine. I don't know how to... I can't even explain it, but he had nylons over his... I don't know what's going on. But we recreated it as faithfully as we could, and he still looks amazing, and he's in his classic black, recreating Wolverine issue number two.
Yep. Next up, Dazzler, she got a TV show announced on Hulu coming soon, so we were happy to do a funky disco 70s version a couple years back, so now we're moving ahead 10 years. We're going to get firmly in the 80s. We're going to do an Outback Dazzler. Moving on are the very mysterious X-Force wave that no one quite knows what it's about. But so we revealed the first figure in Canada at Fan Expo with our friends up north, Guardian, because it was appropriate for the local pop. Okay. So Guardian will be in X-Force wave. And then we want to set out to give you some more of those X-Force issue number one mutants. So these are already in your collections. You've got Shatterstar from 17. You've got the classic Cable from last year. How about two more X-Force characters?
Yes.
All right? Yes. You've never seen these before. So first up.
Boom, boom. She's got some awesome new explosive effects, alternate heads with and without bubbles as well, because this is the year of blowing bubble gum, apparently.
And then next up, this was a really fun one.
Yeah, good old Sam. He's nigh invulnerable when he's blasting, and there you go. You got him there blasting, so cannonball.
So two classic X-Force characters in the X-Force wave. We also wanted to, work in a notable villain, right? So I've used this poster several times. We've had such a great run of X-Men the past couple years. We're actually knocking off a lot of the important villains, but there's some good ones left. Any guesses on who might be coming?
Sinister.
All right. Actually, my next slide got jumbled a little bit. So, do we have the correct video, Chris?
See, we totally got them all. We're like villain, and we showed that the android. Indeed, from our favorite mad scientist in X-Lore. What do you guys think? Sinister.
All right. We're breaking new ground for fan media. We had our first in-presentation leak was something we were going to do in 2 minutes. But I had this whole spiel bit up, so if you'll just indulge me, right? I wanted to play a game with you all. I wanted to ask you what trademark sounds evoke certain characters, and you guys all know this. And we were going to say, I'm going to call it out, and I want you to shout it back to me. So who does the whip? All right, who does snit?
Wolverine.
And who does bamf? All right, now we can hit the Nightcrawler video. Thank you.
I can't believe you lead yourself.
I lead myself. There we go, sorry. All right, there we go.
Expressive heads for happy, angry, and just kind of meh. So we'll have that downstairs too.
Swoosh top 10 poll, you're welcome. All right, thanks guys.